Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robert Spillane, according to Jerry Olsavsky, a guy who once showed up late for a Steelers playoff game.
That didn't really get too many headlines
as
around
a coach,
here.
Mind you.
That didn't get nearly as many headlines, maybe understandably, as PZ at the Flats.
Talking about how more will be asked and demanded of Robert Spillane this year, now that the Vince Williams retirement is official. And so with Spillane now moving into a starter's role, I thought we could. And another thing that made me think about this, did you see Minkah Fitzpatrick's Madden rating today?
He's an 89.
Which?
10th best at safety.
So you're ranked, what, one is the worst and 99 is the best?
I don't think one is the worst. I think, like, 50 is the worst. Like, I think the worst-rated player every year is, like, a guy in, like, the 40s. But, yes, it's the basic 1 to 99 scale. So I think number one in the league is Honey Badger at 95.
God, imagine the indignity of being the worst-ranked
player
in Madden.
The guy's name was Ethan Albright, and a guy famously wrote, like, an angry, like, it went viral before social media was really a thing, bitching and moaning about how in Madden they had done him dirty on his rankings.
Really?
His name's, I think it was Ethan Albright. Yeah. For like back then in the Washington football team.
Mm.
Yeah, dude. You type in Ethan Albright and Google auto fills in.
That's what
Madden.
He's known for.
Ethan Albright's
Madden.
Letter to John Madden in 2012.
So I figured what we'd do here is power rank the Steelers starters. On defense, number one, the best starter. Number 11, the absolute worst starter. So Steelers, defensive power rankings.
Oh, yeah.
Is this power rankings music?
This is me going to my turntables and putting my Steelers mix out there.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
It's a miracle you've only been punched in the face roughly 20 times.
By the way, our webcam is at 937thefan.com. That's one plug this hour. Craig, would you like to unveil your rankings first?
Are we starting at the bottom, working our way up?
No. Go from 1 down to 11.
1 to 11? Okay. 1 was easy. TJ Watt. I don't even think that needs
an
explanation.
It?
No, it was pretty easy.
Number 2, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Still an absolute stud, and I love him. Mm-hmm. This is where things started to get dicey for me, though.
Why, you couldn't decide how high up to put Spillane?
Yeah, I didn't know if I wanted him 3 or 4, so he slid a little bit. Cam Hayward is still 3. I still think there's so much in the tank with him that I feel comfortable
with. So much.
There.
If it were a proverbial gas tank, where would it be?
We're at least
half
three
tank?
Quarters full.
Three quarters?
Three quarters? Yeah. So you're going to play till he's 40?
So you're still thinking more about the gas you just filled up with than about having to get the next
I'm
fill
not
up.
Even worried about where the next gas
so the
station
range
is.
Meter wow. is like 390 miles and you feel great.
Correct.
What kind of vehicle are you driving too?
Is yeah, it is a fuel efficient vehicle?
No,
is
it like Cam a Prius? Hayward? No, I'm driving like a Dodge Ram.
All right.
So he doesn't get good gas mileage is what you're saying.
But
no.
Is it
that
highway
would be more
driving?
TJ Watt.
Highway driving.
Oh, my God. He's on the highway, too,
We're
Chris.
Getting good miles per gallon with Cam Hayward still.
So you're just vibing to music, hoping your wife doesn't wake up so you can get some peace and quiet.
Sure. Stephon right. Tuitt at number 4.
Okay.
The injuries concern me with him, but I still feel like in terms of what he can bring to the field, there's a lot. This is where it started to get real dicey. I went Joe Hayden 5, even though I feel like he's due to regress at his age.
Mm-hmm.
That I still think there's enough left in the tank for me to rank him ahead of number six, Devin Bush, who I fought every urge inside of me to just rank him 11th because of personal issues. But he made it number six for me.
Personal issues being?
He screwed us on the show.
Okay.
So I was going to rank him much lower. But Devin Bush is six. I just don't feel like he's shown us enough at this point, and this is a prove-it year.
Okay.
Alex Highsmith is seven, but this was an interesting one because if we were including Ingram, I would have had him ahead of Devin Bush.
No, it's Highsmith because he's the official starter on the Steelers depth chart. Chris, do your homework.
I just said, but we weren't including Melvin Ingram.
Oh, sorry. I got the power in my
headphones. Listen to me actually talk and do your homework, Andrew.
So it's Highsmith at seven. Cameron Sutton all the way at number eight for me. Just because I don't like the next three guys really all that much at all. So Cameron Sutton gets ranked eighth, and then this is where it got easy for me. Tyson Alualu is nine because he's a serviceable guy in the small role he plays. Yep. If you ask him to do more, it's not going to work, but you don't. Robert Spillane, I really like Steve Palazzolo, wanted to rank him higher, but I couldn't in good conscience do it.
Yep.
So he's 10, and then this was the easiest decision of the whole group. Terrell Edmonds last.
Wow.
So you just said you like Steve Palazzolo. Tyson Alualu had the best season of his career by PFF rankings last year. He was legitimately awesome in the 496 snaps he had, and you have him as the third worst defender on the team.
I just don't think you use him enough to rank him higher.
I thought you had tremendous information over there, Craig.
No, I don't think you use him enough for me to rank him higher on this list because of the position he plays.
Watt, Mika, Hayward, Tuitt, Hayden, Bush, Highsmith, Sutton, Alualu, Spillane, Edmonds is Craig's.
Correct.
Defensive power rankings. You, Mulsey?
T.J. Watt, number one. Pretty obvious.
Okay.
I can't even make a joke
about
him tapping himself out.
But you don't want a
long-term
deal for him.
Well, just, you know, keep your financial flexibility if you're the Steelers. Minka, number two. Although I want to see him more active this year, certainly, and not hanging as far back as he was. It just didn't feel like I saw enough of him in year two. Cam Hayward, number three. He's still a wagon. I don't care how old he is. He looks like he's going to be a beast. This is where I part company with Craig in a dramatic way. Tyson Alualu might only be asked to play about 500 snaps for them.
God.
He's number four.
You are
he's
nuts.
Doing his job. He's doing his job.
That is insanity.
And he's doing his job well. Stephon Tuitt's number five. I have injury concerns. At times he can disappear. But at times, and this is something I think is unique to him, he can look like the most dominant player, including Hayward, including Watt, on that entire defense for stretches.
This is your anti-guinea pig bias shining through on Tuitt.
What are you talking about? I put him pretty high on the list.
You hate guinea pigs.
I put him in the top five.
You ranked him behind a 49-year-old man.
Alualu's really good. I'll die on that hill. And you guys have pulled out the guns and are trying to shoot me on
then
that
you're
hill.
Dead.
Devin Bush is number six because as much as I need to see more from him, it's not like he's been bad. It's just like when you draft a guy 10th and you trade up 10 spots to get him, I do think there's an expectation that he is going to start making some splash plays, which means he needs to do that soon.
Does any other coach in the league use splash play, by the way?
Yeah, I think that's like commonly used now.
Really? So if we were in Dallas doing a show and talking about the Cowboys defense and like Micah Parsons, we would say he's got to make some splash plays for them this year?
I don't think that would be out of the ordinary, no.
Okay.
What do you think they would use down there?
I think that's just a Tomlin term that we
Craig,
all
do you think
like
splash plays gets used all over the NFL? I do.
I think it's outdated. Not as many people use it.
So you're saying Mike Tomlin's behind the times?
Much like the way he coaches, yep.
Is that Craig Riley or Andrew Filippone over there?
Number seven, Mulsey?
Joe Hayden, with reservations, because I think he could fall. The worst case scenario for their defense this year is him falling very far down this list. And it could happen overnight. Alex Highsmith is number eight. Need to see more.
Mm-hmm. Needle. See more butts.
Arrow pointed. Why? Why do you do this to me?
I don't know.
In the middle of a very strict power rank in the defense segment, and you hit me with a Seymour Butts.
You left me an opening there. That's on you, not me.
You're the one who took it. Just because I left you a Seymour Butts opening didn't mean you had to fill it.
You need to look yourself in the mirror.
Unbelievable. Kenny Pickett's going to come on this show.
Take
we're making
some personal
Seymour
responsibility.
All right, anyway.
Actions. All right, Highsmith 8.
Sutton's nine. What is he at outside corner? Man, very quick editorializing here. Everyone that covers the Steelers closely, Craig, do you agree with me? They're all treating the idea that Cameron Sutton's going to be fine at outside corner as like a fait accompli.
Yeah.
The dude's got like 200 snaps there in his career or something.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I just do not understand the overwhelming level of confidence that stems from nothing other than it seems like the fact that the Steelers are confident. Anyway. Terrell Edmonds is number 10. I think he occasionally can be useful. Robert Spillane's number 11. Come on.
All right. So, Watt, number one for me.
Yep.
These are Steelers defensive starters power rankings, 1 through 11.
And Seymour Butts discourse.
T.J. Watt, 1. Minka Fitzpatrick, 2. I actually think the gap between those two guys got bigger last year.
I agree.
I have Stephon Tuitt, 3.
I'm shocked because I thought you were anti-Tuitt. I didn't think you would put him this high.
I am Tuitt neutral.
Tuitt neutral?
Yes. I sit on a Tuitt fence. Sometimes.
So you're chaotic Tuitt neutral. If there's a four box graph, you are just in the middle and it's Stephon Tuitt's head.
I have Tuitt multiplicity. Some days I like Tuitt, other days I don't like
Tuitt.
How can
you rank him that high if you're this up and down?
You're catching me on a day where I look at him.
So you're Tuitt bipolar.
28 years old. I think when he is at his best, he is their best defensive lineman. He is inconsistent, to your point.
If you can't handle me at my Stephon Tuitt worst, you don't deserve me at my Stephon Tuitt best.
I rank him ahead of the following two players, and I'll tell you why. I have Hayward, 4, because I think the football Grim Reaper is closing in.
What gives you that impression?
I thought he tailed off late in the year.
To what appreciable degree, though? I didn't think he had as many splash plays, maybe. But
splash plays again.
All the ranking systems didn't agree with you. I know you're pony and you're confident in your eye test here, but okay. He's
then,
4th.
And then I have Bush, 5, because he's a speed, Todd Graham inside linebacker who's coming off a major knee injury, and I think that'll affect him early in the season. So he's 5. I have Sutton, 6.
Even though you kind of agreed with me that it's a major question as to whether he's just going to make a seamless transition to outside.
Yes, and I have reservations about putting him this high because the Steelers' history with developing corners is rotten. But I think he is... They got him right where they got Keenan Lewis wrong. I think they're investing in him at the right time. I think he'll be better this year than he was last year. So he's 6 for me. I have Highsmith, 7. I have him higher, but I don't know how much playing time he's going to get, and I actually want a lot of those snaps to go to Ingram anyways. Then I have Hayden next. He was solid last year, and they missed him when he was out with COVID, and Nelson had to be the number one guy, and maybe that ends up
he's getting old,
being
though.
The reason why Nelson got blown out of here.
Long
but
in the tooth.
This is what I keep coming back to with Hayden. At this point in Darrelle Revis's career, he was done. And Revis, for me, is like the best corner of the last, I don't know, 10, 15
years. Yeah, but I mean,
years.
You could say that a couple other guys, like your Champ Bailey's and Charles Woodson's,
sure,
played
but
considerably
well,
longer.
Well, Charles Woodson moved to safety. So did Rod Woodson, Mulsey. All right, Terrell Edmonds next. I don't think he's a first-round pick. I think if he had been picked in the third or fourth round, we might actually have a higher opinion of him.
Yeah, where he was actually ranked instead of where the Steelers chose
him. Yep, I have Alu-Alu, 9.
Unbelievable disrespect.
And then I have Alu-Alu 10, and then I have Spillane 11.
Craig, where'd you put Spillane?
Spillane was 10th.
Okay. So the only massive difference really is that I have Alu-Alu in
Alu-Alu.
The top four.
You have an Alu-Alu addiction.
I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more Alu-Alu.
Oh my God.
The guy. Listen, I know Pro Football Focus isn't the be-all, end-all. We love Steve Palazzo. We love having him on. 86.6 in 500 snaps last year. That's freaking great. Not good. Great.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.